possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it. Ricky Rose. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You get cut and you get cut. All right, look, we're not making fun. It's hard to make an NFL team. But today is that day, and we're an hour away from teams saying, hey, here's what we have. Falcons have made a few moves today. News continues to come down. We're going to run down some of these moves around the league. But it's weird, man, because, again, some names, you're like, okay, that makes sense. It doesn't. Hunter Renfrow, who came back, Mike, apparently Panthers list him as a cut. Hunter Renfrow had, like, gone away from football, apparently talked to Dabo. Dabo's like, you need to get back in. He did. I think he's with the Panthers, and now he's been let go. So some of these names obviously are recognizable. We talked about Mecole Hardman from Georgia, who's with the Packers. Mike said he was let go and released today. But as far as the Falcons are concerned, as we said, we'll keep you updated, but no big names. C.J. Henderson, who was a corner, they picked up late in camp, does not end up making the team, and that is a name that dropped last hour.
Yep, Kobe Bryant, the other Kobe with a C. We talked about him, you know, undrafted free agent from Kansas that was notable because a lot of folks were surprised he wasn't drafted. But, again, some of these guys can clear waivers. In other words, another team doesn't claim him, and they do. They're gone. And then we got him on the practice squad, and as we said, that's a nice salary. We'll see where it goes. Carl and I were just talking during a commercial break off air about the last story because we were having fun at the Saints' expense because it's easy. But I was just telling Carl, why not start Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler, whoever goes, if you stink the worst of everybody and you get that number one pick, could you just imagine if Arch Manning wins the Heisman, throws for like a gazillion yards, all the touchdowns, looks like he's ready, which he probably is, probably was ready last year. But anyway, could you imagine Arch Manning playing where his grandfather, Archie Manning, ran for his life and coming in and being the savior for the Saints franchise in now the lean year since Drew Brees stepped away?
Fairy tale. You know, the synergy in the galaxy would all be in place. That's what would have to happen for all of that. Because, again, you'd have to be in position to do it. Now, I'll say this, and I said this to Mike. If I'm the Saints, and guys, listen, nobody in the NFL is going to tell you they're trying to tank because it's impossible. It's just too hard to do. Guys don't go out and do that. But if the Saints are truly in a rebuild, they're going to have a top five pick next year. And if you're in the top five, now you can maneuver to try to go get the number one overall pick. If the Saints are sitting at 13, 15, 18, it becomes very difficult and you have to give up so much to get there. But yeah, I think, Mike, that would be like a fairy tale kind of deal. Now, here's the thing. If you're Arch, his family, they're the only family, Mike, that could probably get a guarantee to find out behind the scenes if that was going to play out.
It would be something. I mean, you know, that one, and I just did a Carl Kizer break. I'm like, just think about that for a minute. I mean, Bobby Avery might need to have like a defibrillator right there, you know, if that ever happened, where the Saints are the dead last. But it's funny because like the NBA has the lottery to prevent it. You know, Major League Baseball, we've talked about, they've got mechanisms in place. But still, the NFL, just when you think, you know, generally it can be a strange set of circumstances. It's a coach, a team is so bad that the interim coach decides to go for a win. When the long game and the big picture is just freaking lose, get the number one pick. In this case, you're telling me Kellen Moore wouldn't like a shot? I mean, just hypothetical. I think we're having fun here. But imagine your choices are what you have in camp right now or the idea of a potential Arch Manning. I mean, it's kind of interesting. Now, we don't know what Arch is going to be, you know. The football gods say he's going to be great, you know. And the only limitations perhaps might be Steve Sarkisian. We'll see. But, I mean, that just struck me for a minute because of the family connection to New Orleans. It would be something.
It would be. Chris Mortensen had an unbelievable relationship with the Manning family and was allowed and privy to a lot of information, like the kind of stuff you're talking about. Where right. There would be, if anybody would have had it, to be Chris Mortensen, who would have been like, okay, this is where this is going. But, look. It's great drama for the NFL if it does happen, and it's great drama for college football because it's does he stay, does he go? I remain under this thing that I continue to hear, and I've heard it for the last 2 years. He went there. He wants to be there. He's going to be there for at least two seasons. Mm. This is his first year starting, and I think, again, if he has a great year, that's good. But Mike here's the point I think Mike is making is this. Do you do everything that you can possibly accomplish this season where you have no need to go back? That's the thing. See, if they don't win the national championship, he can say, I feel unaccomplished. If he doesn't win the Heisman, he can come back and say, hey, I didn't get that done. If he does all those things, then you go, you did it all this year. Well, what are you coming back for?
Right.
That's the thing.
And he's also got the eligibility. That's, you know, part of this is, you know, there's a rule, 3 years removed from your high school graduation.
That's right.
He qualifies. So if Texas lives up to, I love putting this pressure on Carl. If Texas lives up to all the pressure.
They'll live up to it.
The crucible of the SEC schedule, having to start with Ohio State, coming to take on Georgia, always, you know, the battle for the Red River with Oklahoma. I mean, there's a million in between all that. Tell that to Bassanini for the Falcons. Yeah, Boomer Sooner. But that's one that just, it would be almost too perfect. And as we know, you never get that storyline in the NFL. It's like the NBA. Oh, where's the best player going to go to? What? He wound up in Dallas. What?
Yeah.
Cooper Flagg goes to Dallas? Why? What happened there? You know, it just, no. It's like Bobby Hurley, you know, great that he got in his terrible car accident, but Bobby Hurley going to Sacramento. Everybody on the East Coast is like, no.
That's right.
You know, it never seems to, the stars rarely seem to align for you. Yeah. Right?
No, it's true. The last time it happened was Andrew Luck.
Right.
That's because you move on from Peyton Manning, ironically. We're talking about Manning.
Was it 1 year the guy looked like Jeff Spicoli?
Yeah.
And then you get the generational quarterback.
And you move on. I mean, and the first year he's there, they go back to the playoffs. Like, it's rare that plays out where you go from one generational guy to another. All right, it's Dukes and Bell. You guys can chime in on that. It's great stuff, though, as we were just talking about the Saints starting Spencer Rattler, and that is why we were talking about Arch coming out potentially after this season.
Hey, Saints, bless your heart.
Oh, man. Hey, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, it's set. Browns trade Kenny Pickett to the Raiders for a 2026 fifth round pick. Mike, is he officially a bust?
Yes.
Okay.
You mean Kenny Two Gloves?
Yes, that's
correct. He's a bust.
All right, so he goes to the Raiders. They needed a backup for Geno. And that means Shedeur Sanders is going to make this team, which, of course, I don't think anybody didn't believe that. But now you've got your three quarterbacks with the Browns. There are no four quarterbacks. It's Dylan Gabriel, right? It is Flacco, and it is Shedeur Sanders because Deshaun Watson, guys, isn't playing. He's recovering from that Achilles.
Right. Until some days, they bring up in the Cleveland Plain Deal the other day, if he ever gets activated. But I don't think you'll ever see him play another down for the Cleveland Browns. So, yeah, man, Pickett goes to the Raiders because Aiden O'Connell went down, to your point. Amari Cooper is still playing football. You know that?
No. He played last year, and I didn't even realize he was playing. I'm being serious. He was with the Bills. He did nothing.
Amari Cooper is going to play for the Raiders, signs a free agent one-year deal. Jacoby Myers has requested. I always think of the law firm of Jacoby Myers.
I do too.
Have you been? You're through no fault of your own. Always good to get legal advice inside Sears. But anyway, yeah, he gets apparently requested to be traded. They have no plan to do that. Meanwhile, the most notable cuts, Carl and I were just talking about it before the break. Hendon Hooker cut by the Lions, guy that we thought would have a chance at the right team. See, this goes back to Shura Sanders. The right set of circumstances, I thought Hendon Hooker could be something. He may still be in the NFL. You mentioned Tommy DeVito. Tyler Huntley, he's also part of that Browns deal. The Green Bay Packers linebacker Isaiah Simmons gets cut, which is that's one of the bigger names out there. But then you look at some of the teams, and you look at offensive linemen, there's a couple guys, and I know guys are asking us every day about, should we get this guy or that guy? The Lions just cut one of their better linemen, but he's been banged up.
Older.
Yeah, and he's, you know, I just don't know if the Falcons are in the mix for that one. So we'll keep an eye on it. But they've got a guy that started for a couple of years. He's a dude that's bounced around the league, but he's gotten cut. So I just don't know how they evaluate some of these names that you're looking at. Falcon fans see a guy who started who's not injured. They think we should go get him.
No doubt. Joe Mixon, if you're a fantasy player, out for the first 4 weeks. If you have him in your fantasy league with the Texans, he's going to miss the first 4 weeks. Placed on the reserve NFL list with a foot injury, which means Nick Chubb is going to get some run there. The Texans picked him up. They've got a bunch of running backs there, but it sounds like Chubb's going to get some run there. And also,
who's not pulling for Nick?
Oh, man. Well, the injuries, dude. Do you think every year it's been something with
him? I still can't believe he goes through some of these leg surgeries. Next thing you know, he's out there again. He's bench press. He's leg pressing a bus, you know, or a Volkswagen. It's just, the dude's a freak. Every Georgia fan's pulling for him.
No doubt. I'm looking more at the Saints. Remember Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Yep.
He's been released with the Saints. Remember, he started with the Chiefs.
A fantasy killer for me a couple years ago.
And again, just never caught on. Well, LSU, right? If I remember correctly, I think LSU. Either way, he's been let go. So we're just looking at some of the names that are coming down, guys. And some you may know, some you do not. But, not the same guy. I was thinking Tyke. Tyke Smith with the Seahawks, yeah, waved. Right. Not the same Tyke. I was thinking Georgia. Either way, and we mentioned Tommy DeVito as well from the Giants. There are some notable names, but nothing yet from the Falcons as far as you go, okay, how does that change things for us? Because I don't think they're going to make any of those kinds of moves.
And again, guys, apologize. I was looking for the name, and I found it. The Lions veteran was Dan Skipper. Yeah. That's the tackle that's been released from them. And a lot of Falcon fans have hit us up saying, hey, this guy certainly seems a little more serviceable than some of the other people that are out there. If you're just getting in the car, you hadn't been online today, Falcons make a move. We pick up a lineman for a conditional seventh-round pick with Seattle, and we looked at the guy's story. Michael Jarrell, 3 games he played in as a starter, 4 games overall. He played for Findlay of Ohio,
okay,
was a sixth-rounder last year, but he did get starting experience with Seattle in just his first year. So he's a sixth-round pick.
Yeah, diamond in the rough, you think? Can he be? I mean, that's what you're hoping.
Well, he's certainly got street smarts, Carl. He got his MBA from Findlay.
Okay, fair enough, man.
I mean, I don't know how this works out, the pecking order. Elijah Wilkins gets first crack, but they're going to have to get depth in there anyway.
No doubt. 404-726-0929. 4th and 1's brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. It is Dukes and Bell. Coming up, we're going to talk with Jerry Mack, Kennesaw State head football coaches. They start their season on Friday at Wake Forest. We'll get thoughts on the program, where they're at. And lots of high hopes for Kennesaw State as they continue to grow that program. And it's getting bigger and bigger every year. We'll talk to Jerry, Coach Mack, coming up here in less than 7 minutes from now. Also, we will have a conversation a little bit later on. Braves lose last night. Grant's going to join us. Spencer Strider was on the hill. It didn't look like Spencer again. To me, Mike said hitting to contact, great. Or pitching, should I say, right, to contact. 3 hits, but he only struck out 3. And I'm just so used to that number being 8, 9, 11. And it just hasn't
well,
been.
Well, I mean, you and I have talked about it with Strider, and we'll talk about it with Grant later this week, but it's just when you're throwing that 90, you know, 6, whatever it is these days, and it's up in the zone, hitters can foul that off till they get what they want. Mm. And that's what always seems to just generate that high pitch count. So he was more economical. Unfortunately, the Marlins have a young pitcher who was just dealing. The kid was unbelievable. He was throwing high 90s late in the game. He was coming inside. Oh, man, Ozuna mean mugged him. Came in. It was kind of like the Nuke LaLoosh in Bull Durham. It's like, the, you know, hey, throw one, hit the mascot just to let the Braves batters be a little
nervous.
But his pitch count got up. It was most, I think most he's pitched so far in the show. But yeah, that was it was an impressive pitcher's duel. Braves just couldn't get anything going.
All right, man. More on that coming up here as we continue to move along today. Though it's about setting these rosters. And once this is done, then we can truly start to focus on what this team is going to be able to accomplish. And it's funny because we got great responses from our listeners talking about the team that has the most to prove this season, whether it's the Falcons, we laid it out, Georgia Tech, or Georgia. And one guy said, guys, it's Georgia Tech. When are they really ever going to show us that they're a true contender? He said, I understand it's only Brent Key's second year, but they have to take a turn. I'm paraphrasing, but he was like, they have to take a turn to show us that they are going to be a real contender in the ACC. And he also said, I thought this was interesting, Mike. He said,
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Outside of Clemson, who's the dominant team in the ACC? Everybody talks about it being Miami, but it's not.
No, and look, Miami, look, they've got, I don't know how good the receiver depth is. I know they've got some playmakers down there. But Carson Beck, what's he going to be down there? And, guys, it's not me and my inner Seminole coming out. Mario Cristobal does dumb stuff. Talk to Georgia Tech fans. They saw it in person in Hard Rock.
He blew that game.
You know, and last year, you had your best quarterback in forever. You know, and Cam Ward, and you blew games with him last year that you should have won.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.